25节到第6章第5节.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 25 to chapter 6, verses 1 to 5.
加拉太书第5章25节至第6章5节，我用中文来读。
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 25 to chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Xiaohong will be reading only in Chinese. For brothers and sisters who read English, please follow along.
加勒太书第五章二十五节，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。第六章第一节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人要担当自己的担子。
Children, you're dismissed for Sunday school. We give the following time to Pastor Ross and Julie for translation.
Morning.
大家早上好。
You're probably wondering why Pastor John is not up here this morning, even though he's here.
你们可能在想，为什么严牧师今天坐在这边却没有上来讲道？
He has been sick all week, and so we pray for his recovery.
严牧师已经生了一个星期的病，所以我们祷告他能够快快的康复。
In fact, let's pray for the service right now.
我们现在一起来为这个讲道来祷告。
Gracious God, we thank you for a chance to come together this morning.
我们恩典的主，谢谢你今天早晨能够让我们聚集在一起。
God, it is good to come together with fellow brothers and sisters.
主啊，能够跟弟兄姐妹一起来到你的面前是多么美好的。
And to sing of the amazing things that you have done.
我们能够歌唱你所做的一切美好的事情。
That you are holy, holy, holy.
我们来唱你是圣洁的神。
That you have died on the cross so that we might have relationship with you.
而你在十字架上死，而因此我们可以跟你有一个美好的关系。
And that you will carry us until we reach across the river.
你会一直带领着我们，直到我们到了河的另外一岸。
Father, we ask that your Spirit now would speak to each heart.
主啊，我们现在求你的圣灵能够跟我们每一颗心来说话。
That you would teach us what you desire from your word.
你来教导我们你想要我们知道的事情。
And that we would leave here having heard from you.
我们今天离开的时候，愿我们每个人都听到你话语所要对我们说的。
And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have ever tried ballroom dancing?
在座的哪些人学过就是交谊舞？
I am a two-time failure at ballroom dancing.
我试过两次，两次都失败得很惨。
I took it in college, and then I took it again.With my wife.
我在大学的时候学过，然后我跟我的太太也一起学过。
About 5 or 6 years ago, we were invited to a wedding.
大概五六年前，我们被邀请要参加一个婚礼。
And my wife Julie thought we should be able to dance at the wedding.
我的太太 Julie 觉得我们可以一起在婚礼上来跳舞。
So she signed us up for lessons.
所以她就让她就上叫我们两个一起去学。
And it's hard to be the man in dancing.
在跳舞中，我觉得作为这个男生来说是特别难的。
You have to know where you're going.
因为你要知道你要怎么来跳。
You have to signal to your partner where you're going.
而且你还要带着你的舞伴一起来跳。
And you have to stay in rhythm.
而且你一定要保持这个节奏感。
Which is 2 more things than I can usually do at once.
所以这三件事情是已经两件，就是已经比我平常能做的一件是多了两件出来。
But we practiced and we got better.
所以我们就一直训练，然后我们就越来越好。
And when we got to the wedding, we got out on the dance floor and began to dance.
所以到了那个婚礼的时候，我们俩就一起上了舞池，就一起开始来跳舞。
We were doing the basic box step, and I was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
所以我们就在做那个最简单那个方步舞，我就一直在数拍子，一二三四，一二三四。
When all of a sudden my friend Bob came up and tapped me on the shoulder.
突然一下我的朋友 Bob 就来我的边上就是点了点我。
And he said, let me show you how it's done.
然后他说让我来告诉你这个应该是怎么来跳的。
So he took my wife.
所以他就把借了我的太太。
And began to dance beautifully across the dance floor.
他就非常优美地带着我的太太在舞池上翩翩起舞。
Flowing from step to step.
他们就从一个角落就是一步一步的像在飘动一样
in perfect rhythm with the music,
跟那个音乐保持的节奏感是非常完美的
and stepping on her toes a lot less than I did.
然后跟我相比就基本上没有踩到我太太的脚上
He could dance, I could not.
所以他可以跳舞但是我不行
So this morning the question is, which of those pictures is more like your walk with God?
所以今天早晨我想问大家的是我们刚才所形容的这个景象哪个更像你和上帝一起跳舞的情况呢
Are you struggling to figure out your next step?
你是在很努力的挣扎想知道下一个舞步是怎样的呢
Are you moving smoothly under his leadership?
还是你在上帝的带领下很自如的在舞场上在跳舞
Are you gliding across life's dance floor?
在人生的这个舞场上你是在翩翩起舞吗
Or getting tangled up and losing rhythm as you bump into other people.
还是你经常就失去这个节奏，然后就一直撞到别人身上。
This morning in the book of Galatians, we're at the very end of chapter 5 and beginning of chapter 6.
所以今天我们要讲加拉太书，我们今天在第五章的结尾和第六章的开头。
And in the verses immediately before these, Paul has shared about the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们今天所讲的经文之前，保罗谈论了很多关于圣灵的事情。
About how, in order to live a successful life, we need to walk by the Spirit of God.
保罗在教导我们，要过一个成功的生活，我们一定要，要听从，要顺从圣灵。
Christianity is the only faith that says God dwells in us.
基督教是世界所有唯一一个宗教，教导的是上帝就住在你跟我中间。
His Holy Spirit, that fount of blessing we sang about, lives inside each of us if we believe.
而他赐给我们的这个圣灵就住在如果我们相信的话就住在我们里面
But as Paul will find out from this passage we don't always necessarily walk in step with the Holy Spirit
就像今天我们要所读的经文所话我们并不是常常都与圣灵一起同步而行
And so this morning we'll look to see how do we stay in rhythm with the Holy Spirit
所以今天早晨我们一起要来探讨这样一个问题我们如何在我们的生活中跟圣灵保持这样的一个节奏
Galatians 5Verse 25.
加拉太书第五章第二十五节。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
As followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in each of us.
作为耶稣基督的信徒，圣灵住在我们里面。
But I believe we need to understand and to think what that means to our lives.
我想我们需要仔细来想想这个事实对我们的生活到底有什么切实的意义。
Eugene Peterson in his translation The Message says it this way.
Peterson 的这个圣经的翻译是这样说的。
Let us make sure that we do not just hold on to the Holy Spirit as an idea in our heads.
他说我们不要只是把圣灵住在我们里面这个事实就是放在我们脑子里只是像一个事实一样。
Or as a sentiment in our hearts.
或者只是心中的一种情感。
But work out its implication in every detail of our lives.
而我们应该在我们生命的每一个细节中把这样一个事实活出来。
I've been thinking about this a lot over the last month.
在过去的一个月中我一直在想这个问题。
What does it mean for God's personal presence to always be with me?
上帝的一直跟我们同在这样一个事实到底对我来说有什么意义
Moment by moment, when I eat, when I walk, when I work.
每一分每一秒不管我是吃在行走还是在工作
It would seem natural that I would converse, I would interact with him.
因为是这样我想自然而然我应该经常跟上帝来聊天经常跟上帝有互动
It's like when you go on a car ride with someone.
就像你好像跟一个人一起开着车出去哪儿去哪儿郊游
If you get in the car and don't say anything, it would be rude.
如果你们俩只是一直坐在车里而不交谈，好像看上去怪怪的。
And for those of us who are married to get in the car and there to be silence, you know something is wrong.
所以如果你是已经结婚了，然后你跟你的太太一起坐到车里却不说话，我们知道可能你们之间有点矛盾。
So I've been trying to learn how to live with a more conscious presence of God's Spirit in my life.
所以我一直试着想在我的生命中更加对神与我的同在更加有意识。
And there is no good analogy that I can think of.
很抱歉，我没有办法想出一个非常好的比喻。
If Superman was always with me, I would have great strength and the ability to take on evil.
如果超人一直与我同在的话，我想我可能会有很大的力量，也可以去在社会中去抗拒那些恶事。
Or if Albert Einstein was with me, I would have someone who was very wise.
如果爱因斯坦在我身边的话，我想我就会有很多聪明智慧。
But even those two people combined don't come close to the God of the universe.
但即使超人加上爱因斯坦，跟我们的上帝都是没有办法比较的。
Every moment of every day, we have access to the Creator God.
不管每一天每一分钟，我们都可以来亲近这个创造宇宙的上帝。
And Paul says it's a reality. He uses the word since.
对保罗来说，这是一个事实。所以他说，当然他说我们弱，但这其实是一个事实。
But it doesn't take him long to also issue a warning.
但是马上保罗就给了我们一个警告。
Let us keep in step with the Spirit.
保罗警告我们说，我们要当靠圣灵行事。
The Greek verb here says we need to make a habit of this.
这个原文的希腊文用的动词是说，我们靠圣灵行事是一个习惯性的动作。
That keeping in step with the Holy Spirit is not natural.
与圣灵同步这件事情不是一个很自然的产物。
That God has given me His Spirit.Now I must listen and walk.
上帝已经把他的圣灵给了我们，现在我们要学习要去听圣灵的话，也要靠圣灵而行。
It's why I use the word rhythm in today's sermon.
也是因为这个原因，我今天这个讲道中特别强调这个节奏这个词。
Because to keep in rhythm is to listen and to move.
因为当我们要保持这个节奏的时候，我们必须得听，然后要按照这个节奏来行。
We hear and we dance.
我们先听，然后再跳舞。
I think it's a good picture for the Holy Spirit.
我想这个跳舞的这个比喻是对这个圣灵的工作是一个很好的比喻。
To develop the habit of hearing and moving.
我们要来操练边听然后来行的这种习惯。
The Greek word in this verse for step is different than the one Paul uses in Galatians 5:16.
原文这个希腊文原文这个行走的这个词跟保罗在五章十六节所用的那个动词是不一样的。
The Greek verb is more used for the army that falls in behind its leader.
这边这个希腊文原文这个词基本上形容的是一个军队整齐的在司令后面迈步这样一个景象。
To march in step, to hear the cadence.
是他们很整齐的在迈步，然后我们可以听见很有节奏的这个声音。
Right, left, right, right, left, right.
左右左，右左右，右左右。
Maybe it's the rhythm of the waltz.
也许是像我们华尔兹一样的有这样一个节奏。
Bum ba dun 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 dun. Or whatever your favorite music style is.
或者是你最喜欢的音乐形式的这种一种节奏。
And as Paul is thinking about being in step with the Holy Spirit, he quickly warns us that we can easily fall out of step.
当保罗在思想关于我们要跟圣灵保持同步的时候，他也在想说，其实我们很容易就跟圣灵不一样，保持节奏。
Look at verse 26.
我们来看看第六二十六节。
He says that when we fall out of step with the Holy Spirit, we become conceited, we provoke, and we envy.
他说，当我们跟圣灵并不没有一起保持节奏的时候，我们就会贪图虚名，我们会彼此惹气，我们也会互相妒忌。
Now Paul may be thinking about the Judaizers.
也许保罗心中想的是那些犹太教主义者。
He's warned through the first five chapters of Galatians.Not to be put back under the law.
在加拉太书前五章，保罗一直在警告那些加拉太信徒，不要再被那些人就是被律法所束缚。
These Judaizers who believed we needed to add something to be a believer in Christ.
这些犹太教主义者认为，我们除了相信之外，还需要有些行为才可以得救。
And these Judaizers might have even empowered moral watchdogs.
而且因为这些犹太教主人很可能已经在教会中兴起了一群道德标准非常苛刻的人。
To keep an eye on the church to make sure they're doing everything right.
这些很苛刻的人就一直在教会中观看，然后就经常对一些人不好的行为打小报告。
And to report anyone who failed back to the authorities.
所以只要他们发现有些人的行为没有达到标准，他们就会给一些上级来打小报告。
Pharisees who attempt to make people live up to a standard that's no longer valid.
尤其是那些法利赛人，他们会要求信徒要达到一个其实已经不再使用的一个标准。
And we know that moral watchdogs are easy to spot.
我们知道这些道德标准非常苛刻的人其实是很容易发现的。
Grimaces on their face, they shake their fingers at us and say, "You call yourself a Christian?"
他们会经常脸上带着冷笑，用指责的手对着我们说：“你竟然称自己是基督徒？”
Their voices speak condemnation of us.
他们的嘴一直在说的都是谴责和指责的话。
And sometimes I believe it's even the voice of Satan who speaks inside of us that voice of condemnation.
有的时候我觉得这样的指责其实就是来自撒旦，他在来指责我们。
That says we don't measure up.
他在撒旦借着他们说我们不够格。
Paul says that is not the way it is when we walk by the Spirit.
保罗说当你与圣灵同行的时候，这个不是事实。
But he talks about these people who are out of step with the Spirit of God.
所以保罗这边在讲这些不跟圣灵同行的人。
He says they become conceited.
这些人已经他们贪图虚名。
Which means to have a very favorable opinion of yourself.
他们就是自我感觉很好。
These watchdogs say, I am so far above you.
他们会自己觉得说我比你好很多。
Because you still make mistakes and I don't.
他会在说你还在为这种事情做错事情，我早就不会做这种错事了。
They are prideful. They lift themselves up and try and push others down.
他们非常骄傲，他们会为了抬高自己就把别人压倒。
Paul says these people, they provoke one another.
保罗说这些人会彼此惹气。
Which can mean to enrage or to exasperate.
基本上就是说他会去激怒别人的怒气。
They say things like, do you still struggle with that? I don't.
他们可能会说你还在为那个罪而就是在挣扎吗？我就不会。
You should really just pray harder.
他就会说你们应该真的努力好好祷告。
I think this exasperation is when we tell people they don't measure up to God's love.
所以这种使别人生气，就是他会告诉我们说我们不配，我们好像没有达到上帝的标准。
And then these watchdogs also are envious.
而且这些非常苛刻的人，他们其实也很嫉妒心很强。
They're discontent and they want what other people have.
他们其实心里很不满，他们很想要别人所有的东西。
They scold us so that everything is more available to them.
他们谴责我们，所以很多东西对他们来说就更加容易。
It's interesting that in Mark 15, envy is the word that is used for the Pharisees.
有趣的是在马可福音第十五章，这边这个嫉妒的词是用来形容那些法利赛人。
In Mark 15, it tells us that Pilate thought the Pharisees turned Jesus over to be killed because they were envious.
在马可福音第十五章我们读到说比拉多认为那些法利赛人之所以把耶稣交过来让他杀他是因为他们嫉妒耶稣。
These moral watchdogs wanted his fame, his crowds, and the respect he was getting.
这些非常苛刻的人他们想要耶稣基督的名望，想要耶稣基督的跟随者，也想要耶稣基督这种尊荣。
Paul's point is that these moral watchdogs divide and separate.
保罗告诉我们这些非常苛刻的人他们其实是会使教会分裂的。
While the Spirit of God brings us together.
而相反，上帝的灵是会让我们合而为一。
Just a few verses before in chapter 5.
就是我们今天所讲的前面几节经文中。
Verses 19 to 21 are actions that tear us apart.
在第五章十九节到二十一节有很多的有很多的行为，其实是把教会会使教会分裂的行为。
While following it, verses 22 to 24.Or is a description of the fruit of the Spirit.
而紧接下来从22节一直到23节是讲的是圣灵的果子，这些果子是让教会合而为一的。
The fruit of the Spirit which brings us together.
这些圣灵的果子是会让我们有合一。
You see, the Jewish law tended to divide.
我们看见犹太教的那些律法是比较容易让大家分开，分裂。
There was clean and unclean.
有洁净的和非洁净的。
There was Jew and Gentile.
有犹太人和外邦人。
But the Spirit of God comes and says, "We are one."
但是神的圣灵来到，会告诉我们说，我们都是合而为一的。
Because of the love and sacrifice of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的爱和牺牲。
In Philippians 2, Paul talks about this same thing.
在腓立比书第二腓立比书，保罗也讨论了同样的一个问题。
Notice how he talks about the Spirit and about unity in this passage.
请大家来特别注意，他是如何讨论到圣灵和教会的合一的。
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being reunited with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. That's through two.
Okay, so Philippians, 菲律比书第二章第一节到第二节，所以在基督里，菲律比书第二章第一到第二节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And then verses 3 to 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others.
第三到第四节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
He then goes on to share what was likely a hymn of the early church.
他接下来讲的很可能是早期教会的一首圣诗。
About how Jesus embodied this love in his mission to the earth.
他讲到耶稣来到这个地球上的使命，如何表达了这样一种爱和奉献。
Paul says that to walk in the rhythm of the Spirit is to have our ears tuned to God.
保罗说，如果我们要与圣灵保持这样的节奏，我们的耳朵要时常来听上帝说话。
And to have our hearts aware and paying attention to the people around us.
而我们的心要时常关注我们身边人的需要。
And then Paul goes on to illustrate that in the beginning of chapter 6.
然后我们回到加拉太书，保罗在接下来的第六章就讲就要具体来解释这样的一个如何与圣灵同行。
He gives us a series of me, us principles.
他给了我们几个我们这样的一些原则。
They are what we are to do individually.
有我们个人需要做的一些事情。
And then how we are to live for others.
然后就是我们应该如何一起来为别人而活。
So let's take a look at those.
所以我们一起来看一看这些经文。
Galatians 6, chapter 1, or verse 1.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted.
加拉太书第六章第一节。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
The first me us principle is that we should recognize the pull of sin and then help restore those who are trapped by it.
所以这边第一个我们的原则就是我们要认识到罪的捆绑，也要帮助那些已经在罪中挣扎的人能够使他们重新复兴。
You see, watchdogs see sin and condemn.
我们知道那些很苛刻的人，他们看见有罪，他们就来指责。
But those living in the rhythm of the Spirit recognize its powerful pull on us.
但是那些与圣灵同步而行的人会认识到，罪的捆绑其实是很强大的。
And in gentleness seek to help others be restored.
而这些人会在温柔中帮助那些在罪的人，能够使他们重新复兴。
Last December in Los Angeles, a 36-year-old photographer.Was taking pictures of the sunrise.
去年十二月份，在洛杉矶的时候，有个三十六岁的摄影师，他在那边照夕阳。
When he heard that two fishermen had been knocked out to sea by a wave,
当他听见说有两个渔夫被就是很大的一个浪，就是被刮到海里去了。
The photographer jumped in to save the people.
所以这个就是摄影师就跳到海里中，想去救那两个渔夫。
The fishermen.Who was 49 and a 14-year-old were ultimately rescued.
所以这个渔夫是一个是49岁，一个是14岁，他们最终是被得救了。
But the photographer was swept out to sea and died.
但是很惨的是，那个摄影师最后就死了。
Now we don't know what was going through his mind.
我们不确定到底他脑海中那时候想的是什么。
Maybe he thought he was a stronger swimmer than he was.
也许他认为自己是个非常厉害的游泳者。
Or maybe he just didn't respect the power of the sea.
但或许是他就对大海到底有多厉害没有就是很严谨的认识。
And so it can be with sin.
同样，我们这种情况也可以发生我们对罪的认识。
If we live in the Spirit, if we live in rhythm with the Spirit, we'll be aware of how easy it is to fall to temptation.
我们若是与圣灵一直保持同步，我们其实是很容易知道说，其实要掉入试探是非常容易的一件事情。
The Spirit teaches us to respect this danger of sin.
圣灵教导我们要警惕罪的权势跟危险。
It is not something we should play with.
我们不应该随随便便的去去跟罪就是去玩弄罪。
And with that respect, we can then gently turn to others who have been trapped and help them.
唯独我们这样警惕的时候，我们才可以很温柔的去转向他人，去帮助他们。
The NIV says those who are spiritual should do this.
在就是英文版，它中文版翻的是说那些属灵的人。
Other translations say those who live by the Spirit should do this.
有些别的翻译是说那些顺着圣灵而活的人。
The idea is that those who are mature and experienced are to take the lead.
基本上就是在说那些在属灵生命中比较成熟、比较有经验的人应该来做这样的引导的工作。
Those who have matured in the faith and are able to stand strong.
是那些信心已经比较成熟的人，能够在信心上站立得住的这些人。
It's one of the reasons why a church appoints elders.
这也是为什么教会中会有长老这样一个职分。
Mature believers who are able to stand strong against the issues that face the church.
是因为他们是一些非常成熟的信徒，能够面对教会各样的问题，仍然能够站立得住。
This picture of helping a sinner is so different than a Pharisee who condemns.
所以这样一个景象就是我们要帮助那些有罪的人和一个法利赛人去指责这些有罪的人，是一个非常不一样的情况。
And unfortunately, the reputation that the church sometimes has in society.
但是很不幸的是，很多情况在社会中，教会的一些，就大家认为教会是一个非常经常会指责罪的一个地方。
I know what I'm speaking about.
我其实很清楚这个道理讲的是什么。
When I was in high school, I had a second cousin who I saw at a football game who was not behaving very well.
我记得当我在高中的时候，我有一个表兄弟，他在。
But rather than turn to her in love and offer to help.I condemned her.
他在就是一次我们就是学校橄榄球比赛中有一些不好的行为，但是我没有很带着爱心的去跟他说话，而是我只谴责了他。
Not just to her, but also to my parents.
不仅是对他有谴责，而且是谴责了我的父母。
As I look back, I realize I was out of step with the Spirit of God at that moment.
回顾那件往事，我意识到我那个时候并没有与圣灵同行。
The first principle: recognize the pull of sin.And then help restore those who are trapped by it.
所以这第一个原则就是我们要意识到罪的捆绑的力量，然后我们要去复兴那些在罪中的人。
The second Mias principle is that we are to test our own thoughts and actions, and then carry each other's burdens.
第二个我们的原则就是我们要试探，我们要试验自己的想法和行为，然后要去分担别人的重担。
Verses 2 through 4.
第二到第四节。
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else.
第二节到第四节，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法，就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
Again, the tense of Paul's Greek is imperative. We need to make a habit of doing this.
又一次，保罗在这边用的就是用的是祈使句，就说我们一定要把这个作为一个我们生命的习惯。
Notice his assumption that we will all have burdens.
这边保罗有个很明确的假设，就是说我们生命中一定会有重担。
And that yours will likely be different than mine.
而我们每个人的重担可能都会不一样。
Some commentators believe that given the context, he's speaking specifically about the burden of sin.
有些解经家根据上下文认为这边所讲的重担是因为有罪的原因而产生的重担。
But I believe that it can be, that the principle can cover more, in all areas of our life.
但我个人认为这样一个就是重担可以就是泛指为各种我们在生命中所遇到的遭遇。
But let's look at the me part before the us part.
我们先来看我这个原则中我的部分。
In verses 3 and 4, Paul addresses humility.
在第三和第四节中，保罗特别讲到了谦卑这个概念。
As we walk in the Spirit of God, we will grow in humility.
当我们与圣灵同行的时候，我们会越来越谦卑。
And he warns us about two areas, our mind.And our actions.
保罗特别在两方面来给我们警告，一个是我们的想法，一个是我们的行为。
You see, pride starts first in our minds.
一般来说，我们骄傲的时候，都是我们在我们的脑海中，我们就自我膨胀。
We begin to think that we're something we're not.
我们开始认为我们自己是超越我们真实的自我。
And then it poisons our actions.
然后因此我们的行为就因此而就是被感染到了。
When I was in high school, I was a good math student.
在高中的时候我数学很好。
And so my senior year in high school, I took calculus at the junior college in our town.
所以在我高中的最后一年的时候我就在我们本地的一个大学我就上了一门微积分的课。
But it was a very theoretical calculus.
但是那个是个非常理论的微积分。
Now I know some of you think calculus is all theoretical, but this was real theoretical calculus.
也许我们认为就说微积分就本来就是很理论，但这个真的很理论。
And when I took the first test, I got a D.
所以当我考了第四试的时候，我都拿了个 D.
And when the teacher passed the test back, he said, "Today is the last day for credit, no credit."
当那个老师给我们这个考卷的时候，他就说，今天你就是最后一天，你可以说你要拿学分还是不要拿学分。
But my pride swelled up.
所以我那个时候就特别自我膨胀。
I said, I understand this.
我就说我当然懂这个了。
I should have taken credit, no credit.
其实我应该就选择不要，就是不要那个，就是要 pass or fail 那种。
Let's say I never transferred those credits to Cal Poly.
但我就告诉你们，我从来就没有把这个分数就是弄到我大学的真正的分数上去。
But we can all relate to this overconfidence.
但其实我们每个人有的时候都会有这种太过自信的时候。
To being too proud of who we are or what we think we can do.
对我们自己是谁或者自己所能做的事情就是非常骄傲。
And then sometimes it all comes crashing down.
但是有的时候我们就因此会一败涂地。
Paul warns us, do not practice self-deception.
保罗告诉我们，我们千万不要自欺。
We hate it when people deceive us.
我们当别人欺骗我们的时候，我们就很生气。
So why then do we too often deceive us?
所以我们为什么经常自己欺骗我们自己呢？
We should be self-aware.
我们要自己非常了解自己的，对自己要有正确的认识。
Beyond our thoughts, though, come our actions.
除了我们的脑海中之外，然后就是我们的行为。
Look how it progresses in Jesus's lesson in Luke chapter 18.
让我们看看在路加福音十八章耶稣是怎么就是讲掉这个行为，我们的脑海中所想的是怎么样在我们的行为中表现出来的。
Verses 9 to 14.
在路加福音十八章第九节到第九节。
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.I fast twice a week, and then give a tenth of all I get.
路加福音十八章第九到第十二节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设了一个比喻，说：有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Do you see how the thoughts of the Pharisee became the actions of the Pharisee?
我们是否看见这个法利赛人的想法就成为了他的行为
？How he condemned rather than brought together?
他就是在指责别人，而不是把别人而不是跟别人合一。
But look at how Jesus ends the story in verses 13 and 14.
我们来看看耶稣在十三跟十四节是如何结束了这个故事。
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Then Jesus says, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
第十三到十四节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩怜可怜我这个罪人，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Paul's encouragement in Galatians 6 verses 3 and 4 is that we should only compare ourselves to Jesus.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章三到五节，他是在鼓励我们不要互相比较。若是要比较的话，就要跟耶稣比较。
And if we are self-aware of who we are, we will be humble.
我们若是真正认识到我们自己的处境，我们就能够谦卑。
As we sang this morning, we'll remain near to the cross of Christ.
像我们今天早上所唱的，我们要常常靠近十字架。
But notice how in verse 2, Paul uses an interesting phrase. He says, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
我们看见在第二节中，保罗用了一个非常有趣的词组，就是他说我们要完全了基督的律法。
Now the audience of the Galatians would have known about the law of Moses.
那大部分加拉太人所知道的律法都是摩西的律法。
But what is the law of Christ?
那基督的律法是什么呢？
It's laid out in John chapter 13, verse 34.
在约翰福音第十章第三十四节告诉我们一个基督的律法。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
在约翰福音第十三章三十四节这样说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
It's almost as if Paul is saying, if you want to measure yourself against a law, here's a law you can measure yourself against.
好像保罗在说，如果你们一定要用某种律法来衡量你们自己的话，那我给你们一个律法。
Love one another like he who gave up his life because of love.
你们互相相爱，要像那位把自己的生命都舍给我们的那位那样爱一样。
You see, by carrying each other's burdens, we love them.
所以当我们试着去担负别人的重担的时候，我们在表明我们爱他们。
Just as Jesus carried the burden of our sin to the cross.
就像耶稣基督背着我们罪的重担上了十字架。
And Paul sees that when we think rightly about ourselves, we can humbly reach out and help others.
所以只有当我们正确的认识到我们自己的时候，我们才能够谦卑的去帮助别人。
Not in a superior fashion.
这种帮助不是高高在上的。
But as one saved human being to another.
而是作为一个被拯救的人，我们去帮助另外一个人。
In appreciation of God's grace and gifts.
心中我们是对着神的恩典和救恩蛮有感恩。
This is a picture of Team Hoyt.
这个照片是一个这个他们是叫 Hoyt 组。
Dick is the father and Rick is the son.
这个父亲叫 Dick, 他的儿子叫 Rick.
And Rick was born with cerebral palsy.
他的儿子 Rick 是从小就生出来就有脑瘫。
In 1977, Rick asked his dad to run a race together to benefit a lacrosse player at his school who had become paralyzed.
在1977年的时候，这个儿子 Rick 就对他的爸爸要求他的爸爸去参加一个跑步。跑步的目的呢是能够帮助他们学校一个长曲棍球队的一个朋友，他那个朋友就是瘫痪了。
Rick wanted to help this lacrosse player bear his burdens to prove that life went on after a disability.
这个 Rick 想帮助这个长曲棍球的队员，帮助他说，即使你瘫痪了，你也能够继续活下去。
After the first 5-mile race, Rick said to his dad, "When I'm running, it feels like I'm not handicapped."
当他们跑了五英里之后 ，Rick 对他爸爸的说。对他爸爸说，爸爸，当我在跑步的时候，我就觉得我已经不是残疾人了。
And so over the next 35 years, Dick and Rick competed in endurance events.
所以在之后的35年中，这个爸爸跟这个儿子一起完成了非常多的体力项目。
They completed over 1,077 events.
他们所参加的体力活动超过了1,777项。
Including 70 marathons and 6 Ironman triathlons.
包括70个马拉松跟6项铁人三项。
All as Dick pushed Rick in a wheelchair.
整所有的这些体力项目中都是他的爸爸推着他的儿子在一个轮椅里。
Or during a swim pulling Rick behind him in a boat.
当他们要游泳的时候就是爸爸就是儿子坐在一个船里然后爸爸在推那个船。
Or for the ride they have a special tandem bike.
当他们要骑自行车的时候他们就有一个特殊的一个自行车。
These events include almost finishing the 2013 Boston Marathon.
所有的这些项目中都基本都包括差不多完成了去年2013年在波士顿的那个马拉松。
They had about a mile to go when the bombs went off and they were stopped in the race.
他们其实只剩下最后一个英里要走，但是那个时候那个炸弹就爆了。
But bearing one another's burdens continues.
但是互相挑重担这样一个事实还是继续中。
A bystander with an SUV.Volunteered to take them back to their hotel.
就是在参观的边上有个人，就是看见他们父子俩，就把他们放在自己的车里，把他们带回了，就是他们住的旅馆。
Dick would not in any way call his son a burden.
他的爸爸从来不会叫他的儿子认为他是一个重担。
But he, I believe, carried him beautifully in a picture of the scriptures.
但是爸爸如此就这样直接在手中捧着他的儿子，很非常美好的表现出我们今天圣经所讲的这个道理。
So these me us principles are some of the way that we can remain in rhythm with the Spirit.
所以今天我们所讲的这些我们的原则是一些我们可以操作的与圣灵同行的一些方法。
To recognize the pull of sin on our own lives so that we gently restore those who are trapped in it.
我们要意识到罪的捆绑，因此可以非常温和的去复兴那些已经在罪中挣扎的人。
And to test our own thoughts and actions so that we can humbly help other people carry their burdens.
我们要验察我们的想法跟我们的行为，因此我们可以谦卑的去分享别人的重担。
And then Paul closes in an interesting way. He closes with a call to engage.
保罗结束这段的时候有个非常有趣的，他呼召我们要有行动。
Galatians 6 verse 5.
在加拉太书第六章第五节。
For each one should carry their own load.
第五节他说，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
At first this seems to contradict his encouragement for us to carry one another's burdens.
乍一看上去好像跟前面说我们要互相担当重担好像有点矛盾。
But again, the Greek that Paul uses is different.
但是如果我们看查原文的话，我们发现其实他用的那个希腊词是不一样的。
In verse 2, the word for burden signifies something that's large, a heavy load.
在第二节中所用的那个重担的原文是就是指很重、很大的一个负担。
Well, in verse 5, it's a word that identifies a small pack. Think about a backpack that we might carry.
而第五节所这个单子其实是讲一个很小的单子，就有点像我们背的小背包一样。
Paul ends this encouragement about us keeping in step with the Spirit by saying we need to engage with others.
所以保罗在这边为我们要与圣灵同行做了一个总结，就是说我们要在我们的社区中有所行为。
We all have a role to play in the Christian community.
我们在我们所在的基督徒的社区中，我们都有一个角色要来扮演。
The Spirit has brought us gifts.
圣灵给了我们很多恩赐。
And so Paul ends with the question, how are you going to use those gifts to benefit those around you?
所以保罗就是来最后问了我们一个问题，我们要如何使用我们的恩赐来造就我们所在的社区呢？
Where the watchdogs have been trying to burden the people with ritual that could not save them, the Spirit frees them to engage.
那些道德标准很苛刻的人会用一些各样的律法来使我们觉得束缚，没有办法得到自由，而是靠着圣灵而行，我们得到自由，可以去在我们所在的社区有一些作为。
At Christmas time, my wife asked for a new kitchen knife.
圣诞节的时候，我的太太说她想要一个新的菜刀。
Now, how would it have been if she'd taken that knife and put it on the shelf?
就你们想象，她拿到这个新的菜刀之后，就把它放在厨房的柜子上。
Saying, I'm not really ready to use it.
他说啊，我觉得我好像还没有准备好要用这把刀。
Or it's too much work to cook for all these people.
或者说，哎呀，给这么多人做饭，哎，太忙了，太累了。
But instead, she washed it and used it to serve others.
但是她没有这样，她把这把刀洗了，就开始用这把刀来做饭，来服侍别人。
And others used it to serve her.
而别人也同样用别的方法来服侍她。
You see, a gift is not to be stored.It's to be used.
所以我们看见不管是礼物还是恩赐都不应该被藏起来而是应该被使用。
For followers of Jesus, it all starts with the gift of the Spirit of God.
而作为耶稣基督的跟随者这一切的开始都是圣灵神赐给我们的圣灵。
For us not to focus on ourselves, but instead to tune our ears to the Spirit.
我们要学习不要太自我中心而是要努力地把我们的耳朵能够经常来听圣灵对我们所说话。
To walk in rhythm with Him that seeks unity and seeks health for the community.
我们要与圣灵来同步而行，我们要注意能够让我们身边所在的这个社区能够更加健康，能够更加繁荣。
As we do that, the Spirit will have us gliding across life's dance floor.
当我们这样努力而行的时候，圣灵会帮助我们在人生的舞场翩翩而起。
And at the coming wedding of the Lamb of God, all eyes will be on Him.
当将来神的羔羊的婚礼上，我们这样行的时候，万众，大家都会来瞩目在我们的身上。
Some of us will never be great ballroom dancers.
我们可能永远都不会成为非常好的交谊舞者。
But this week, let's all practice staying in rhythm, staying in step with the Spirit.
但这个星期，让我们都一起来操练与圣灵保持节拍。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。